Hey, Sally.
Hey, Jen.
What are you listening to this week? Welcome to What Are You Listening To? The weekly podcast created to foster community through music by sharing the stories and memories that soundtrack our lives. Some of the songs are old, some new, all good. I'm Jen Tully, and this week I'm joined by Sally Aiello. Sally, who goes by the alias Hazel O'Connor on Bentonville Community Radio 103.3, is the former host of the Audio Smoothie Show and music tastemaker, obsessed with synth pop, new wave, dark wave, shoegaze, and bedroom pop. Additionally, Sally is also a Walmart regional operator. We'll learn more about how she uses music to create a great environment for Walmart associates in between our song picks. Also, did you know that now on Spotify, you can listen to the show with the songs we discuss incorporated? Just search for What Are You Listening To with Music. And if you're not listening on Spotify, be sure to give the playlist a listen and then tune into our conversation. With that, let's get started. Sally, what are you listening to this week?
So I came up with a couple of songs I wanted to talk about today. The first is One Night by Sea Surf.
Ah, I love this song, Sally. I'm so glad that you picked it. I'm a huge Surfaces fan. So tell me, how did this song come to you? Are you a Surfaces fan or did you discover Sea Surf separately? How did you come into knowing this song?
Yeah, so I first heard Surfaces back when they did Sunday Best and Heaven Fall on Me. And I caught them at ACL on the Honda stage in 2021, which was really exciting for them as a band because they were just off of their first tour. And the Honda stage is a big one at ACL.
It is.
And I was real curious to see what would happen, but they filled it up, I mean, pretty well, considering it was like 11 a.m., not the best time slot. But, you know, they're just kids from College Station, and I love Surfaces. So when I saw that they have side projects now, I jumped on it and I started listening. And this song is really great. It's just it's just pure pop and has that great vibe that Surfaces has. So I really like it.
Totally agree. And I love that about our playlist. You know, like this week, hopefully listeners will see, I think you said it best, Sally, when you sent me your picks. Like the playlist this week, our four picks are like unapologetically pop, right? They're what we both like to listen to. It's been kind of rainy and gross here in Texas. And so I feel like this playlist is just perfect. It brought a little bit of sunshine into like otherwise gloomy weather. And I think that's what Surfaces does so well. I think, you know, we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording. This band of Surfaces and Sea Surf 2, which again, we mentioned is Colin from Surfaces. It's his side project. But for being a Texas band, these guys have always sounded so California to me. I was so surprised when I learned they were from Texas because I thought for sure they were out of Southern California. Were you surprised to learn they were from Texas too, or did you always just know?
I think I looked them up really quickly the first time I heard because I liked it so much. I was like, who is this? But it's funny you say California because I get Jimmy Buffett vibes, and yeah. I think a little bit of Florida. And when I've seen them a couple times live, you know, you look around and you see young people in these pretty dad looking Hawaiian shirts. Right. And it made me feel like I was at a Jimmy Buffett show, which is so funny. So I thought maybe this is that band for this generation.
Totally. Yeah, I can completely see that. I relate to that vibe with them for sure. And, you know, again, just to plug Sea Surf a little bit more, there are two singles that I could find from this solo side project. I think if you like Surfaces, you'll like both songs, One Night, and then the second is a song called Crash, which is a little bit peppier than this one, but, you know, totally equally good. I loved them both. And this is just like a peaceful, lovely, beautiful, I called it a lust song, not a love song, because it does, you know, like they're talking about like, you know, if all I've got is one night to show you what it feels like to meet like stars in a past life. I'm like, yes, I love that. The lyrics paint such a cool picture. I love the line where he says, does it come natural when I say your name? Does it feel like rain? The note that I wrote after listening to the lyrics was, this is the song you wish your boyfriend in college had written for you, right?
That is so true. I love it because it's almost like, should we take a chance on love?
Yeah. You know?
And I like that premise. And I think it's exciting. It's what life's made of, right?
Totally. Well, and you made me think too, whenever you were talking about like the young kids and kind of the dad Hawaiian shirts at the show, I teased it a little bit in the intro, but I would love to hear a little bit more about, you know, you shared with me that you often use music to create a great work environment for some of the associates that you work with at Walmart, which is a giant company that I'm sure can feel like completely disparate and spread out all over the world at times. What do you mean by like, how do you bring music into the workplace and create an environment that you think is a little bit more welcoming and friendly?
Well, first I'll just say the company has recognized that music is really important. So there's music in every store.
I love that.
That wasn't always the case, but we do now. For the last few years, we've had Walmart radio and we have real DJs and they play real music and it's curated and associates have the ability to, you know, decide what they want to listen to. But what I was going to say for my role at Walmart is every chance I get, I will hire a DJ. No joke. I'll hire a DJ and I'll be like, we need music. Let's put it in the parking lot. When people get out of their car, I want them to hear Brick House or something that makes them, you know, happy and groovy. We do this like anytime we have something, some kind of promotion or something, even if it's a grand reopening or even if it's just a matter of kind of bringing up morale of the associates, I will do my best to use my budget for that purpose. And it's something that's sort of outside the realm of marketing, but it's something that as the unique role that I'm in sort of the startup within Walmart is I can kind of do things like that if I believe that it's the right thing for our customer. So I'm always bringing in DJs whenever I can and getting that, just adding that element to the shopping experience for customers and associates.
I love that. I love hearing it. I love that leaders and companies are thinking about it because I think it makes such a difference in the experience. The same way, you know, like the hotel industry caught on a lot of years ago about signature scents and music and creating that vibe when you first walk in. I just think it's so important. So I'm so glad to hear that, like, especially a giant company like Walmart is supporting you and like having that as something that makes employees feel more connected and happier and excited. You know, of course, I believe the power of music all day long. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Well, with that, tell me about your second pick, which was also a song that I was so happy, an artist that I love that we haven't featured on the show yet. So please tell me about your second pick.
Yeah. So the second pick, I decided to go with Anna of the North because I've been listening to her. She just keeps reappearing on the playlist that I'm putting together. This song is called Swirl, but she's from Oslo, Norway. And again, we're talking about pure, unadulterated pop. I mean, her songs have hooks. Her songs have harmony. It is really difficult to listen to her and not start humming along. You can hear her song one time and you're totally hooked. The first song that I heard by her was, I think it was a couple years ago. And I just couldn't get over it because it was just the structure of the song was like almost like a perfect song. And so then she actually featured Gus Dapperton on one of her songs recently. And I'm a huge Gus Dapperton, ridiculous fan. And so that really caught my eye. I like what she's doing. And I think she's really hitting a good vibe and I'm hoping she catches on.
I think so too. I love Anna of the North. And I think I heard her first. She was featured in like a TV show. Like one of her songs was in like Dickinson or something I was watching with my daughter. And I was like, who is this? I love this song. I think the song, I can't remember. I don't even remember which song it was. I also love this song Swirl is on a single that was released, I think in February of this year. And it features another track called Try My Best, which is also super good. And I love equally well. but when I was trying to think of how to describe the song, the band, like specifically this song, I was like, okay, it's kind of a female version of Rex Orange County, like vibe, right? Like Loving Is Easy from Rex Orange County. But then musically, yeah, like lyrically, it's like Circle by Edie Brickell, right? It's kind of moody and upbeat, but it's kind of a sad song. Yet the lyrics are so relatable. You know, it's all about like life can be lonely, but it's okay. Everyone feels lonely sometimes and life is scary to live. And you know what? We have to keep going. Like, relatable. That feels really relatable to me.
Exactly. And I think I've heard her say that she's a real emotional person, and it's not hard for her to write her emotions into her songs, and her songs are a form of therapy for her.
That makes sense.
So what I really like about her is it can be a little bit of a serious subject matter, or it could be something that's like, you know, something difficult she's going through, but you would not know it from the song. You would just go, yep, this is the most optimistic song ever. Then you go a little deeper and you're like, oh, she's talking about heartbreak, but she's talking about the flip side of heartbreak. And so it's really a glass half full, you know, mentality, which, you know, we all need in our day to day.
Totally agree. And this is one of those songs too. I don't know if you ever go through this exercise now that we're kind of, you know, on the other side of the really rough days of the pandemic and the lockdown. I also too think about a song like this, how that would have hit differently pre-pandemic. You know, like the song means something totally different to me hearing it now than I think it would have if I'd heard it in, you know, like 2018 or something. So I love that too. I love sort of how this collective global event has shifted the way we even hear music. Like, I'm so interested to know about all of the fundamental changes that have come, you know, that we'll recognize in the years post-COVID. But definitely for me, music hits so much differently now when I think about a song, like what it would have sounded like to me pre-pandemic and what it sounds like now.
You're so right. I think in two dimensions, in how we spend our time, because now we realize time is precious, and you know, what are you doing spending your time on things that don't represent joy, or that don't bring you to the next level? You know, what are you doing? So people have learned how to use their time more effectively, but also they've learned how to love better. And you just realize how it's those relationships in your life that mean everything, and you really need to prioritize love. And so I think her music embodies that.
So agree. That's such a great way to say it. I'm like, we're going to cap off the discussion right there because that is perfect. You are so right. Well, I kept us, it was squarely in like the pop lane here with my first pick. And I chose a song from an album that I have had on repeat. I chose Drive Me Crazy by Lil Yachty. So this is an interesting pick for me in that, one, I think you would look at me and not be like, definitely she's a Lil Yachty fan first. And second, I think how I came to this particular song was that it features a really cool artist named Diana Gordon. And if you're not familiar with Diana Gordon, I encourage you to go down the rabbit hole. She has an amazing voice. Her music is just like insane. She has a great song called Why Hide with Mark Ronson. She has a killer song called Woman that is just like power ballad to the max in terms of like females ruling the world. And so I love so many things about her. And this song, you know, she sings the whole first verse. You don't even hear Lil Yachty come in until, you know, she's done a full verse of the song. And I love it. Were you familiar with this song at all, or have you heard this album? Did you have any feelings or opinions around it?
I really like the song. I've not heard it. Mm-hmm. And I love how he features her prominently. And, you know, I love it when artists are not afraid to just let someone kind of take control of the mic and make it their own a little bit. So I really enjoyed this one. What a great choice.
Yeah, I loved it. And, you know, this is one of the songs that he performed on Saturday Night Live. And again, I'm going to like give a shout out to Saturday Night Live too. You know, oftentimes I talk about soundtracks and how, especially as a young kid, that was a way that I discovered new music. Another way when I was younger was Saturday Night Live. You know, they've always had their finger on the pulse in terms of who they feature as their musical guests. And that's really kind of become one of their like cultural highlights, I would say, is a show. And so always a great place to find new performers and new music. And I just thought this was such a cool song for them to feature on SNL. And like you said, you know, he had an entirely female band backing him. He had Diana Gordon, like, really taking the lead on this song. And same thing. I just thought, what a cool guy, what a generous artist to, like, recognize that he's in the presence of really great talent and not be afraid to showcase that.
That's very cool. And I'm reading here, she had an electropop sort of background.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to see people phase through different layers of their talent. And I think that's amazing. And thank you for exposing me to the song. It's awesome.
Yay. I love that. Yeah. And like I said, the Diana Gordon rabbit hole is a fun one to go down some night when you're looking for something new to listen to. Definitely check her out. And then my second pick, again, we stayed squarely in like the pop lane of songs that just make me feel comforted, you know, that make me feel like I'm cozy and in my happy place. And this song has always been that for me since it first came out in 2016. It is a song called 17 by Sjogren.
I love them so much.
You do? I was so excited to see if you knew Sjogren or not.
Yes. The first song I heard from them was Flip Phones.
Yep.
And actually at the radio station, one of our listeners brought it to my attention and he's like, this is a perfect song. And he's like, you have to play this. And I'm like, yeah, it is a pretty good song. But it took me like three times listening. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is a perfect song. This is like an amazing song. So I really appreciate them. And I love the one you chose. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love this song too. And Flip Phone is probably my second favorite song from this band. I love that song too. And, you know, this band is a trio from San Francisco, despite their Scandinavian sounding name. And they're really interesting. Like, you can't find, especially in the early days, they kind of preferred to remain anonymous. Like, for a while, you couldn't even figure out who was in the band. I think now they've released the names of the, but they publish under an indie label called Longtime Friend Discount. And they're sort of like this artist collective where they have art and music and like all of the things in one place. And I know when you and I first met up, like that was one of the things we were talking about, was sort of this emergence of like art and music and everything coming together. And I feel like this band is such a great example of that. And 17 is just a song that can make you happy and smile, and you can get into the lyrics if you want, and it just has everything that you need. Like we said, a perfect song. I was, you know, joking earlier on that if the Sea Surf song was the song you wish your boyfriend had written for you, then this is the song I wish I'd written for him. Right? This is the flip side of that feeling. And so, yeah, love this song, love this band. I'm so glad that you were familiar with Sjogren too.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, well said. That's perfect.
Yay. Well, tell me a little bit more, if you can, about the radio show. I know at the end I'll call out that the listeners can go back and listen to some of your archived episodes, but I love the story about Bentonville Community Radio. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I can. So I work for Walmart, as we discussed, and living in Bentonville, there's all kinds of opportunity right now because that community is just developing. So it's almost like going back to Austin in maybe the 70s or the 80s. It's just when you move there, it's incumbent upon you to be part of the creator economy and to help create what everyone wants Bentonville to become. So it's a really great vibe. And one of my friends who also works at Walmart started a radio station. He won the FCC license to build a community radio station. So I helped out and was there on the ground floor. And we had so much fun getting it together. But now it's 24-hour music. It's all volunteer DJs, just like any community station. And it's very eclectic, as you would imagine. And people bring their passions, and it's really exciting to share your hobby with someone and your passion with someone. And one of the best things that would happen is when people say, what was that song that played at this time mark? And, you know, they're even trying to, to identify it digitally and they can't, you know, it like doesn't come up and it's like, yeah, it's a good pick, you know? It's really fun. Yeah. It's the discoverability of music is one of my favorite things. And so I got to do that while I lived in Bentonville, and I moved to Austin a few years later, and I continued to do it remotely. And that was really fun. But really, I think it's all about your, you know, your passion and exploring it and sharing it with others. And radio is kind of an old fashioned way that you can share, share with friends and even with people you don't know some of your taste.
Well, and I think it's coming back too. Like, I really do think that like the idea of like the DJ hosted radio show is going to come back around. You know, everything old is new again. They say that. I can actually attest to that firsthand when I drop my daughter off at high school and see people literally wearing outfits that I wore in the late 80s and early 90s. I'm like, wait a minute. Here it comes again.
That is so true. Yeah.
Right? So true. And so I love that there is still a place where you can go and listen to music hosted by DJs, picked by DJs, where they're bringing their passion. You know, that's one thing I do love about fellow music fans and why I'm so proud and excited to always be in the presence of music fans and in the music community is that they're passionate. People that love music and that love specific bands are passionate about those bands, you know, and it's so fun to be around that. It's just catchy. And so I highly encourage listeners to check out Sally's archive shows. And I'm so grateful for you sharing what you're listening to this week. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me, Sally.
Yes. Yes. You could go to BentonvilleRadio.com if you want to check
that out. Perfect. Yes. That's Bentonville. You can stream Bentonville Community Radio at www.bentonvilleradio.com/streamradio. It's BentonvilleRadio.com. And then look for the stream radio tab. And please be sure to follow, download, and share this show with everyone you know and all the people you'd like to know, because music is a great way to connect. Last but not least, to stay informed on all things Super Awesome Mix and what are you listening to, please follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week to find your new favorite song.